new CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Yes, sir. We're here with another episode of the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. I'm Tani Levitt, and I hope you're staying safe. Here in Nashville, 24/7 Sports has gone completely remote, as have most businesses that can, and Slack is as popping as it ever has been. You know, it really feels like the world has come to an abrupt halt, especially when most of us are rarely leaving the house. But I told you last week, and I'll tell you again this week, the show must go on. So today, I'm bringing you a conversation between 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Evan Daniels, and Hall of Fame head coach for the Duke men's basketball team, Mike Krzyzewski. Evan and Coach K spoke yesterday about what the past 2 weeks have been like on the inside. What was Duke hearing as the ACC tournament was being canceled, and as the NCAA tournament was canceled a day later? What did Coach K tell his team when they found out that the season was over? And how is he moving forward and preparing for the future of Duke basketball? Evan and Coach K get into all this and more. I'll see you again on the flip side.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a little time. I kind of wanted to talk to you about some of this stuff and just kind of how we move forward. I guess to start, from a personal standpoint, what are you going to miss the most about the NCAA tournament?
Well, just the opportunity to share a moment with my team, some of the greatest moments in my career have been as a result of the NCAA tournament. I mean, the five national championships, and, Elite Eight games that got you in, those are moments in time that I've had, and as long as I coach, I can still continue to have an opportunity to do that. That this team that each coach has, did not have that opportunity. And in the seniors' case, and their final moment, which is sad. But again, and there are a lot of tough things that are happening in our country, and a lot of sacrifices that have to be made. And I think everyone involved, understands, especially at this point, how important it was, not to have the tournament.
For sure. Last Thursday morning, there was a lot going on. Conferences were canceling. At that point, I don't even know if you guys knew if you were playing or not. Can you kind of give me some perspective with your role as a coach and kind of how you handled the canceling of the ACC tournament leading up to it with your team, because obviously that was uncharted waters?
Yeah, well, we had actually talked about it earlier in the week when, as you could see, the landscape changing and our school was telling students not to come back. They didn't cancel everything yet, but they, there's things were moving. And we as a group, we talked to our team about it. And, we talked about the fact that, the ACC tournament, it might go on. It probably would go on, but, just to be prepared. And Wednesday night when Gobert was, when the NBA made mention of Gobert being tested positive, when they took their action, basically, I think our whole basketball world should know that everything's going to be shut down. And the next morning, we're going to play at 2:30. And the next morning, before at early breakfast, before talking about our opponent, we just sat down, and you could see the mood of our guys was not you know, they were vulnerable, they were quiet, and it had an impact already. And we discussed it throughout the morning, getting guidance from our president. And I felt that it had to happen, where you can't have student athletes participating away from campus when you've canceled everything.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's what I felt earlier in the week, and it came to fruition, you know, on that Thursday. And I thought, our president did a great job with that. And then the ACC finally, you know, made that decision, as other conferences did too.
Right. The NBA seemed more set up and organized for situations like this. And I'm sure having a singular voice in Adam Silver helped with the decision-making. How do you think college can improve and evolve to handle stuff like this in unison, rather than the confusion among some conferences canceling, some not? I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
Well, the NBA is it's a huge business.
Right.
You know, 32 owners, it has a board of governors, it has partners, and there are relationships and how it's set up. It's organized like a multi-billion-dollar business. And as a result, they have plans, they have contingency plans, they have things that they can, they have levers of power and decision making that the NCAA does not have. And as a result, you know, that's why they still can come up with something to salvage their season and playoffs and whatever. Yeah, but they're constantly adapting to the situation, the current situation. The NCAA, you know, and it has pinpoint responsibility with the leadership of Adam Silver. You know, the NCAA men's basketball does not have pinpoint responsibility. You know, it's not run as a business. It's run as a sport, another sport, but it's a sport that makes money for the NCAA. And, you know, there are no faces that you can go, you know, like whether it be Adam Silver or Tatum or the head of the players union, you know, like there, you can meet with all these people. You can meet, and we've never structured men's basketball that way. We've tried to do it by committee, just like we do every other sport. And it isn't every other sport. And it's still, the decision not to play was the right one. It would have been good if you just said that for basketball when it came out at one time. But the fact is that it did eventually come out. But to think that, you know, they would be able to put something on later, that just, I think, is impossible.
Right.
There's no infrastructure there.
Right.
You know, that's the basic difference of it. The NBA has an amazing infrastructure for its sport, and only 32 members. And the NCAA does not have that in men's basketball, and has 353 members. And, you know, that's very, very, very difficult.
Right.
And impossible, to be quite frank with you. And especially in something, this wasn't a natural disaster. It wasn't like tornado, flood, whatever. It's an ongoing, it's a war.
Right.
You know, basically we're in war. And so anyway, it lends itself though to look at, maybe we could be, I'm not faulting anybody, but maybe now people would take a look and say, you know, we need this type of structure once we get through all of this.
Right.
And hopefully that would come to fruition.
How do you, with everything's going on, like, how do you recruit right now? What can you do from a recruiting standpoint? How do you balance that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a chaotic time because you don't even know what's going to happen with the kids who play for you. In other words, you know, some kids are going to go pro no matter what. But some kids might want to test the waters. What is there are no waters to swim in. You know, you can't do that. You could say, well, you know, if your name is in there for Chicago, that's a good chance. There isn't going to be a Chicago. There isn't going to be, you know, there may not be workouts. And so, you know, as far as transfers go, you know, how do those kids, they can't make visits. You know, they, you know, whether we do that or not, you know, we would have wanted a kid to visit. And then you can actually work him out if he's a transfer. And so a lot of, I think, educated guessing.
Right.
You know, and the spring is normally chaotic. It's kind of impossible right now, I think, because it doesn't, the spring could be the summer.
For
and
sure.
The summer could be the fall. And yeah.
I'll be curious to see if they potentially add another eval period in July or the fall or August or September.
Well, they'll have to come out and who are they? See, that's the like, who does that? And, you know, obviously there's going to have to be a different recruiting calendar. There may have to be a different playing season, depending on what happens with football, what happens with the fall sports, if they're going to be fall sports, who knows, you know, but,
right.
And so if you had a group just studying basketball, I think they would be trying to have contingency plans right now and have different models that would be available. Kind of like what the NBA is doing. They're, you know, giving it 30 days and then they would mid-June be a time, you know, they're, and I like the fact that they float those things out and they get opinion, you know?
Right.
And so it's not just some verdict, like, this is what we're going to do. Some, you know, like, what would be planned? You know, what, and sometimes, you know, the membership comes up with a better plan. You know, an owner might come up with a better plan than the NBA office, you know, and also you're sensitive to what the owners and players feel. You know, who knows how the players feel.
Right.
You know.
You mentioned, you know, potentially not having the draft combine, maybe the draft gets pushed back. Have you had an opportunity to talk or sit down with any of your guys and kind of go over that? And do you have a semblance of who might go pro, who might come back?
Yeah, well, we put in for the advisory committee, you know, and so you can send that into Kiki Vandeweghe and we'll, you know, we'll do that for a number of our guys so they can get a look and you know, obviously like the Trey Jones, we know he's going to go whenever he announces the guys who we get good feedback from, Vernon Carey should get good feedback, hopefully Cassius Stanley. But we'll see, you know.
Okay.
I think you have to have a wait and see attitude. And also for those guys, for any guy who is going to test or unless he was a potential lottery pick or, you know, knew that he's going to be in the first round, you have to wait a little bit to see what the, or you don't have to, but some kids will wait just to see what the landscape will be in the NBA.
Right.
Yeah.
What you mentioned transfers a minute ago. What are your kind of thoughts on this potential change to the transfer rule and not having to sit out? It seems like
it could be chaos.
I'm
fine with it. It's when it's implemented, you know, like there's some talk it could be this spring And that's a tough time to implement it with all the chaos. It would be chaotic anyway. Again, I think it's good legislation. It's just a matter of when it's
right.
Is it timely right now? Maybe it is. Who's figuring that out? In other words, you have to try to figure it globally, and not just take one piece of legislation. You got to put the whole thing together.
Right.
Another thing is, how do you see recruits, kids for next year? And you can't.
Right. Well, last question for you. What excites you about your team for next year and what that could look like?
Well, I like the six kids we're bringing in. And if we get a good a good number of guys coming back, I loved my team this year. They were really, really good kids. And everyone felt a part of what we were doing. I think potentially we could have that maybe be a little bit more athletic than we were. Although my team did great, not good. For them to be 25-6 is, and we're actually playing really good basketball the last week going into the ACC tournament.
Did you feel like you guys could have made a run?
Yeah, but any coach would say that now. We felt that when we got knocked back, we were able to get better from it, and we found our third score in Cassius. He started every game that he was, except when he was not healthy. But the last two games, he was at the level that we needed. And then we found Justin Robinson. A lot of teams didn't want this season to end. We were one of them, and, we felt we would, we had a chance. Let's put it that way.
For sure.
That's going to do it for this week's episode of the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. We'll be back next week with another episode. About what? I'm not exactly sure, but I promise you it'll be just as good as this one. We've got a lot of good stuff coming down the pike, so be sure to stay tuned. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever else you get your podcasts. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing, it would be really cool if you could give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really makes a difference, so we really appreciate it. For Evan Daniels and Coach Mike Krzyzewski, I'm Tani Levitt, and we'll see you next week with another edition of the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.